My scripture reading is in Luke 21, and let's look at the 25th through the 28th verse. There will be signs in the sun and moon and stars, and on the earth dismay among nations, in perplexity at the roaring of the sea and the waves. Men fainting from fear and the expectation of the things which are coming upon the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these things begin to take place, straighten up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this blessed Sabbath, and we thank you for the peace and rest that comes with each and every Shabbat to you. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless the remainder of this service and the message, and let it be heard and understood and helped as you would have. And in Yeshua's name we ask, and amen. The title of my message to you today is Difficult Times. And I think anybody that's thought about the times in which we live and the different things that have taken place and are taking place and continue to be controversial, I think you would be totally correct. And we would be in considering that we evidently are living in not only the end times, but we're living in very difficult times. And I would like to go for my text to 2 Timothy 3, and I want to look at verses 1 through 5. 2 Timothy 3. But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revelers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious, gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power. Avoid such men as these. I think it would be a fairly significant amount of men if we were to look at these characteristics of men to avoid. I don't think we would have to probably look too far to at least see some of these about us. And not only that, we know that things going on in our communities, in our states, in our government, in the world, we know that much of what we see going on and much of the decisions that we hear of and that in some cases are more or less being imposed upon us are from our own federal governments. And on not only our own, but other governments of other nations around the world. It's as if the complete world is on a bad path, leading to a destination that's not going to be pleasant, leading to a world that is already in turmoil. And so definitely difficult times are with us now. And it depends all kind of ways that you could measure that up. But we are living in difficult times. But we know that and have assurance of that in the Scripture, in the Word of God, we know that it lets us know that Yeshua shed His precious blood as a perfect sacrifice for our failing and our sins and our shortcomings, and that we have to call on Him for forgiveness, and that we can be assured as lovers of God and as followers of Him and as children in His family that we will be heard and we will be forgiven as we hold on to His hand to the very last breath. So we not only have the plan of God revealed and its purposes, but we know that part of that is that not only Yeshua came and died for our sins at Passover season in that particular year, He was the perfect sacrificial Passover Lamb of God. But not only that He came then and performed that, but that He is going to come again. And many scriptures within God's Word, not only in what is considered the Old Testament, but also prevalent in the New, we are assured of this. And many scriptures described the world conditions, the conditions prevalent at the time that Yeshua is to return. And as our text reveal, and our scripture reading too, many difficult days lie ahead. Not only right here with us today, and has been for some time, but more difficult days lies ahead. And I know that Yahweh and Yeshua would have us to be aware of these, aware of the conditions, and so that we would be prepared, and those days would not come upon us as a thief in the night, but yet we would see these conditions prevailing and know that the time is near. When we think about these things, we think of the terrors that will be in the last days and a part of those, and of how we can prepare, how we can handle these as they come. These words in our scripture lets us know that distress will be upon the world. Do you see that yourself? Is there much distress that you see around the world and within our own nation, and perhaps just well to say in our own families? Distress, perplexity, and fear will be epidemic. But you know, part of God's plan, part of Yahweh's gifts to us is that He gives us His Holy Spirit to help us through our entire life, but particularly these days that we face today. We have His Holy Spirit to bring, even within the turmoil and perplexity, a certain degree of peacefulness within our heart and within our mind. And the Holy Spirit brings that peace and brings that comfort along with the other gifts of the Spirit. In John 14:16, we are let known that when we are distressed, the Holy Spirit gives comfort. And in my scripture reading in that verse 25, it speaks of distress of nations. Could there be any more distress when you hear talks of Iran building, trying to have the capability of nuclear weapons? When you hear of Russia becoming more aggressive and interjecting itself into areas in the world that it had not been in for some time now, but yet is choosing at this particular time to be more involved? What is a definition of distress? An afflicted, wretched, or exhausted condition. A state of extreme need is the definition of distress. But you know what the answer to all of the distress, discomfort, perplexity that it is? The answer is the Holy Spirit. More of God's peaceful presence of His Holy Spirit. Our greatest need in distress is comfort and assurance. And the Holy Spirit is our comforter. In John 16 and 33, we read that in this world, we are going to have trouble. No, nowhere in the Word of God does it say that when we live our life, that it's going to be lived in its entirety as if we were in the Garden of Eden or in a garden with roses everywhere. Beauty and comfort and peace. No, we're not promised that. But Yeshua let us know that in those last days and in the days in which we live, there's going to be just the opposite. And so we have to get our thoughts in that regard. We go through things in our life, and particularly the life today. We go through things that we didn't ever think that we would. Situations that we didn't think we would ever be in. Society wanting things that is against God's Word that we didn't ever think that would be or that we would see in our lifetime. And we go through things perhaps that we didn't even think that we could go through. But you know what makes it possible to go through the things that are present in this world and the things that are even going to be more complicated and more difficult days in the future? The presence of Yahweh's Holy Spirit. We never experience trouble alone. The Holy Spirit lives within the believer's body. As Yeshua went back to the Father, He said to His followers, "Tarry here and wait for the Holy Spirit to come." And He meant that Holy Spirit that Joel was talking about in the Old Testament. He meant power on high that had not been experienced before. Especially strong Spirit of the Lord or Holy Spirit coming upon the ones that were instructed by Yeshua to wait for. And that day of Pentecost came. On that particular year, it came. And the followers were filled miraculously as the fire from heaven sat down on each one of them. And as they heard things from different languages, from different men in scattered parts all over the world, they heard the same words from different people in different languages, but to each one of them came the same words. Our Comforter is always with us. And when we think of needing comfort, we think of different situations. We need comfort throughout our entire lives, but especially when we lose loved ones in death. Can you imagine going through that without the love of God, without living the Christian life, without having the Holy Spirit within you, making you stronger to be able to cope with that? But Yahweh and Yeshua sends their Holy Spirit to comfort us and to give us the ability to cope with those situations of one's loved ones that die in death. When others turn against us, when you have your best friends in your life, maybe even ones within your own church, turn against you. We need power from on high to be able to cope with those things. When events happen within our lives that is totally out of our control, we need power from on high. The Holy Spirit replaces distress with peace. The Comforter will never let us down as we hold on to God's hand and as we reap the rewards of being a child of God. When we are perplexed, the Holy Spirit gives us counsel. John 14 and 26. Let's see what that says. John 14 and 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. Isn't that comforting to know that we have a supernatural helper that has many names: Comforter, Reminder, but given by our loving Father. So we may think about being perplexed at times, and it seeming like we search, but we don't find an answer. We feel perhaps trapped by the situations or the problem. And it's when in times like these, it's for sure that we need help from on high. We need from the greatest. We need help from the greatest of helpers, and that is the Holy Spirit. When Jesus was with his disciples, he taught them. And after the departure of Jesus, the Holy Spirit then taught them. He enabled them, the Holy Spirit, to remember. He guided them into all truth. And he taught them what to say, and perhaps when not to say anything at all. And the Holy Spirit will do this for us today. He will guide you through the troubles, through the problems, through the perplexity. And we are to know, based on God's word, that these problems are promised to come, and that we need to know what our resources is that the Father has for us in these troubling times and in these difficult times. And if these times come upon us, which the Father has in His hand to stop or to bring, continue to bring, then if they come and He allows it to come, then He's going to be through us. He's going to be with us through all of these things that come. He will not leave us by ourselves. When we are fearful, the Holy Spirit imparts faith. Do you know that faith and fear are opposites? Faith and fear should not be side by side, should not be together. And in that verse 25, part of that says that these difficult times will be evidenced by men's hearts failing them. And when you read in that John 14 and 27, it speaks of troubled hearts. Troubled hearts. Men's hearts failing them because of the knowledge of what is going on around them and knowledge of things coming. When we are afraid, we need increased faith. I'm not saying we can ever get rid of fear. Fear seems to be all too prevalent, all too natural. But when there is fear and when it comes, we need more faith. When more faith comes in, more fear has to leave. The two cannot abide together. When you have more of one, you'll have less of the other. And we should tell ourselves that constantly. If we are fearful, then we need to go to God's Word. We need to go to Him in prayer. We need to ask for more faith. How the Holy Spirit imparts faith. The Holy Spirit imparts faith through the Bible. More of God's Word makes you stronger, increases your faith, lessens our fears from a natural sense. More of God's Word and more of God coming into our heart and life will get rid of a degree of fear. So through the study of His Word, through experience in answered prayers. And you know, we have within our church, we've had many testimonies of experiences in which faith was realized, answered prayers in all kind of perplexing and difficult situations. So when we have our problems, we need more of the Holy Spirit and the faith that the Holy Spirit brings. Remember the verse that says, "Let not your heart be troubled." We were speaking of troubled hearts before, being prevalent in the last days, in the difficult times that we are living in now and ahead in the future. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The Holy Spirit will help alleviate the fear. More of God, more of His Word, fear has to flee. In conclusion, I'd like to review some advice for letting the Holy Spirit be more prevalent in our hearts and lives. And you know, the Bible does speak of not quenching the Holy Spirit, which to me would be a way of saying, don't resist the working of the Holy Spirit in your life, but ask for more of it. And advice is, accept His comfort. Accept the Holy Spirit's comfort when you are distressed. Accept the counsel of the Holy Spirit when you are perplexed. Accept His peace when you are afraid. These difficult times that we live in today and the ones that are to come are signs that our Lord and Savior Yeshua will soon return. So we need to watch. As Yeshua told His followers 2,000 years ago, watch. Be prepared. Have oil in your lamps. And pray. And stay in tune with Yahweh. I'd like to look at Acts 20 and 28. And we're closing pretty quickly. Acts 20 and 28. Be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which He purchased with His own blood. Each one of us should take that to heart. Be on guard. Be ready. Be watchful. Have your thoughts on God. Be mindful of the things that are to be part of the last days and the end time and those difficult days, so that you will be not caught unawares. And let's go to lastly to 2 Peter 3 and 17. And like I say, let's all, each one of us, take this to heart, these verses. You therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, be on your guard so that you are not carried away by the error of unprincipled men and fall from your steadfastness. That's saying to me, be diligent. If you're not serious already, get serious. If you're not dedicated so much in the past, the time for dedication is now. So that you are not infiltrated by the errors of unprincipled men. Know your beliefs and know why you believe what you believe and know where to go in God's Word to let others know why you believe what you believe. If you would, stand with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for this blessed Sabbath and each one that's here. We thank You for this word that You brought to us. And Heavenly Father, we know that we're in difficult days and difficult times and that more lies ahead in the future. And we ask right now, Lord, that You send more of Your Holy Spirit, more of Your comfort to be with us and to guide us, direct us, into the path that you would have us to be on and stay on that leads to you. And in Yeshua's name, we ask all these things, and amen. And let's read God's blessing. Let's read this together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Amen. We want to say our blessing.